USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Doctors are pushing back against President Trump, especially after the president said this on the campaign trail yesterday in the Midwest.
Our doctors get more money if somebody dies from COVID. You know that, right?
The American Medical Association renewed its criticism after his latest remarks. Their president, Susan Bailey, said in a statement, quote, "The suggestion that doctors in the midst of a public health crisis are overcounting COVID-19 patients or lying to line their pockets is a malicious, outrageous, and completely misguided charge." Scientists and physicians in the government pushing back as well. The Food and Drug Administration beefed up safety standards for a vaccine last month, and Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, travels the country urging state and local officials to adopt mask mandates, close down bars, and restrict large gatherings. All of this as the Midwest has become the latest epicenter and where case numbers are breaking records. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hollywood is remembering movie legend Sean Connery.
His acting career spanned 5 decades, and he won an Oscar in 1988.
I'm very sure that you don't have to draw on my past experiences to formulate your conclusions, Lord Bernardo.
He was knighted by the Queen in 2000.
If you're going to San Francisco,
room service. This is the penthouse. Give me snacks.
In August, he celebrated his 90th birthday.
You're the most beautiful crook I've ever seen.
I thank you, kind sir.
The Scottish actor, best known for James Bond. Some of his other films included The Hunt for Red October, Highlander, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, The Rock.
They think I'm a god?
A god. Sir Sean Connery died peacefully in his sleep Saturday while in the Bahamas. He had been unwell for some time, according to his son, Jason Connery. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge in Pennsylvania has blocked the Trump administration from outlawing U.S. transactions with TikTok. The restriction was supposed to happen November 12th. It's the latest setback in the administration's push to ban the Chinese-owned video app. A ban of new downloads of the app has already been halted by another judge. U.S. District Judge Wendy Beadlestone ruled that President Trump exceeded his authority by invoking his emergency economic powers to impose sanctions against TikTok. One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. John Clemens reports.
Carrie Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For news on demand, anytime, anywhere, go to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.